not proper names applicable to God, for even a Negro may have the name Kafir. The names are derivative and denote eternal attributes.
Do you know what it means, the name of Kafur? No. Now, Kafur is a word, first. They put it as name to their slave. Kafur means white, because it's a very white powder. He says, okay, even you have a black slave, you could call it Kafur, but it doesn't mean that it is white. So whatever we call God, these are not adjectives. These are just explaining something for you to you. Yes?
The names are derivative and denote eternal attributes. They are not unsound like the first cause. Otherwise, it would be ridicule and mockery and deception. A deaf person, Sami, and blind men, Zia.
Means vision, means seeing, yes.
Or Hai should be the proper name for an impudent fellow, or a Sabi the name for a hideous Moor. You may confer the title of Haji or Ghazi on a newborn child for the purpose of lineage. If these titles are used in praise, they are not correct unless he possesses that quality. It would be a ridicule and mockery or madness. God is clear of what the unrighteous say. I knew, before meeting, that you are good-looking but evil-natured. I knew, before coming face to face, that by reason of a rebelliousness, you are set fast in damnation. When my eye is red with disease, I know it from the disease if I do not see it. You deem me as a lamb without the shepherd. You thought that I have none keeping watch.
Okay, we are back to the main story, and the beloved is talking to the guy that, listen, all of this you don't understand because you mix up the adjective with the explanation. You mix up the complement with adjective and that. This is silly. And she added something here which was a little bit surprised here. Said, I knew Pish, before you arrive here, I knew you're bad. This is what we forget. We forget that beloved knows everything. So over there, I cannot play a role. I have to be myself, 100% me, pure, purified. Over there, I cannot have some gestures, so something to inflate my ego and position. Is that I knew before you come here that you are a fighter. Yeah, even with the red eyes, I could see it. Because for you, suddenly you saw me without any bodyguard. Your brain told you that this is the moment to take advantage of. Yes?
The cause why lovers have moaned in grief is that they have rubbed their eyes inappropriately. They have regarded that gazelle as being without a shepherd. They have regarded that captive as cost-free. Till an arrow from the glance comes upon the heart to say, I am the keeper. Do not look wantonly. How am I meaner than a lamb, meaner than a kid, that there should be a keeper behind me?
Okay. He said, you thought I have no bodyguard because I look like a lamb. Do they? Yes. Look at them. Look at these transformed people, enlightened people. They are so kind and so soft. The stupid people, they think that, here I could take advantage of because here something is missing. Because the brain of animal is a fighter. this is made for fighting. He doesn't understand coming together what it means. Yes?
I have a keeper whom it beseems to hold dominion. He knows the wind that blows upon me. Whether that wind was cold or hot, that knowing one is not unaware, is not absent, O infirm man. The appetite of soul is deaf and blind to God. I, with my heart, was seeing your blindness from afar.
Translation. What it means? A little bit complicated, isn't it? Because the words are not exactly what it's in English. First, he says, nafs shahwani. Nafs means ego, right? Nafs. Shahwat means appetite and sexuality, all that together. Yeah. Here he will say that kind of nafs, the nafs with the appetite, is blind and deaf to hap. And I was seeing that in you with my heart. Do you remember? There is a window from heart to heart. This is what everybody forgets. That beloved looking at me, she's not looking at my body. Is she looking at my physical existence, which is a temporary stuff? We don't know what will happen next. Is my physical appearance important? Some accident could make me look very ugly. Does that change my meaning? Of course not. So my physical existence is not what my beloved is looking at. She's looking at my meaning, my real essence, right? This is what he says, yes?
For 8 years I did not inquire after you at all, because I saw you full of ignorance, fold on fold. Why, indeed, should I inquire after one who is in the bath stove and say, how are you, when he is headlong?
Okay. Zadogi, this is it. You didn't understand. 8 years you were running, right? And nothing will happen to you, nothing good, because I knew you're bad. Now you receive this gift. Why should I give a stupid guy a gift? A guy who is living in the filthiest place, should I call him and say, how do you do, how are you? He is bad and he is in a filthy place. This is what it is. Again, to that silly place under the old bathrooms that everything is full of steam and the nonsense, it's not wood, it's the shit of the animal that they burn over there. So there are even veggies over there growing from this stuff. It's the filthiest place, he said. That's being in your ego, and I was seeing you. Yes, again explaining it now, yes.
Comparison of this world to a bath stove and of piety to the bath.
Means imagine those bathrooms. This is the bathroom and underneath is that filthy place. Here is the cleanest place in the city and there is the filthiest place. This is how he compares now the physical life and mental life, yes.
The lust of this world is like the bath stove, by which the bath, piety, is resplendent. But the pious man's portion from this stove is purity, because he is in the hot bath and in cleanliness. The rich resemble those who carry dung for the bathkeeper's fire making. God has implanted cupidity in them, in order that the bath may be hot and well provided. Abandon this stove and advance into the hot bath. know that abandonment of the stove is the very essence of that bath.
A very beautiful explanation. He said, listen, the lost, physical lost, your ego or all that stuff is like that filter place, which is necessary for the bathroom because it's working. But there are two kind of people. There are a group of people in the bath. These are Sufis. And they are clean, living in a clean environment, and the future of them is being clean. What about the other stuff? Who is bringing dung down there? Somebody is investing over there. These are the rich people. Because over there is investment. They don't go to the bath. They are in that filthy place to earn money. Why? This is the point that will be repeated in the fourth book several times, because this is something that we didn't talk really about it, and this is the moment to understand yin and yang and the form and the complete form, mainly the necessity of the bad stuff, because we are idealists, we think that everything should be good. What do you mean everything should be good? Good is a judgment. Everything should be everything. Means bad stuff. Bad stuff are here. Is this because God made a mistake? This is the mistake of creation, it says. No, look at them. There is a function. Somebody should pay the price of that dung. Somebody should do it for the bathroom to work. Therefore, God will put greed in those silly people to do this, so the bathroom works, so the Sufis, the clean people, they go and clean themselves. This is, don't forget the necessity, but you have the choice. This is why you know what good and what bad is. Remember the animal, they don't know. What do you know? This is why you should understand and come out of there. And at the end, he said, coming out of there is being in a bathroom, remember. Leaving your ego, you become clean. Leaving that part of you who is looking for some benefit in here, not the becoming clean, not cleaning yourself, that's the problem. Yes?
Anyone who is in the stove is as a servant to him that is self-denying and on his guard. Whoever has entered the bath has sign, his sign is visible upon his comely face. The signs of the stokers are conspicuous too, in their dress and in the smoke and dust. And if you see not his face, smell him. Smell is a staff for everyone that is blind. And if you have not smell, induce him to speak, and from the new talk, learn the old secret.
Okay. So he said, you know what? You should come out of there, and you should know that everybody who is down there is just a servant. He's serving the clean people. And that cleanness is visible in their face, and the filth is visible with these people. Find the filth. There are different ones. There are the filth that you could see, there are the filth that you could smell, and the main one is talking. Talk to them. When they talk, you will understand what they are. Yes?
Then a gold-possessing stoker will say, I have brought in 20 baskets of filth till nightfall. Your cupidity is like fire.